poetry on the radio. Today, Maggie Shapley.
New Year's Eve. Google Earth obscures the number plate of my husband's Toyota, perpetually blocking the driveway of the house we used to share. I'm standing nearby, impatient arms folded, waiting, still waiting for him to drive away. That New Year's Eve, he insists on a midnight kiss, like a test of loyalty, a renewal of vows. Past 0 hour, I retreat to the garden, listening to the laughter of others, and witness the well-lit, furnished rooms of a life that isn't mine. Like a passenger hovering above a glittering city in a holding pattern, waiting for clearance. I walk out on the street and feel warm rain, like permission, on my face. This poem is about a New Year's resolution, not the usual losing weight or getting more exercise, but the decision to leave a marriage. It starts with a paradox, Google Earth being concerned with the privacy of a number plate, but at the same time capturing the very public breakup of a marriage. And then that is paralleled in a husband insisting on a midnight kiss, insisting on a public show of affection, when the second half of the poem reveals the woman's private unhappiness, and so that she comes to the decision that she has permission to leave the marriage. New Year's Eve. Google Earth obscures the number plate of my husband's Toyota, perpetually blocking the driveway of the house we used to share. I'm standing nearby, impatient arms folded, waiting, still waiting for him to drive away. That New Year's Eve, he insists on a midnight kiss, like a test of loyalty, a renewal of vows. Past 0 hour, I retreat to the garden, listening to the laughter of others, and witness the well-lit, furnished rooms of a life that isn't mine, like a passenger hovering above a glittering city in a holding pattern, waiting for clearance. I walk out on the street and feel warm rain, like permission, on my face.
Today we heard Maggie Shapley on Poetry on the Radio, a production of Artsound FM. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.